Extract number 1. Read the questions.
Hi, I'm Elliot. I'm 15 years old. I have an American mother and a French father, so I have dual French-American nationality. When I came to live in New Orleans, I chose to study at an international school. Wearing a school uniform was a new experience for me. I didn't like it because it's uncomfortable. I had to wear a shirt with the school logo and a blue tie and sweater. The uniform is obligatory, but a lot of kids customize their uniforms. We had to be in school by 8:10 a.m. and classes finished at 3:45 p.m. After that, we could go home or go to school clubs, including guitar club, chess club, and robotics club. We could also do sports like boxing, basketball, and soccer. My favorite subjects were maths, history, geography, and Chinese. I adore fantasy fiction films like The Hobbit. But I have another passion too, physics. School buses looked like they were made in the 1950s, but they weren't. In the USA, 440,000 yellow buses take millions of kids to school every day. It's the safest form of school transport, but the journey is not always calm. I made good friends in New Orleans. There was a friendly atmosphere at school, maybe because of the mix of nationalities. And it was okay to be the new boy. One of my best memories at the school is the preparation for Mardi Gras. In this photo, I'm with the dance team. They take it very seriously. Mardi Gras is a mega event in New Orleans.
Now, listen again.
Hi, I'm Elliot. I'm 15 years old. I have an American mother and a French father, so I have dual French-American nationality. When I came to live in New Orleans, I chose to study at an international school. Wearing a school uniform was a new experience for me. I didn't like it because it's uncomfortable, I had to wear a shirt with the school logo and a blue tie and sweater. The uniform is obligatory, but a lot of kids customize their uniforms. We had to be in school by 8:10 a.m. and classes finished at 3:45 p.m. After that, we could go home or go to school clubs, including guitar club, chess club, and robotics club. We could also do sports like boxing, basketball, and soccer. My favorite subjects were maths, history, geography, and Chinese. I adore fantasy fiction films like The Hobbit. But I have another passion too, physics. School buses looked like they were made in the 1950s, but they weren't. In the USA, 440,000 yellow buses take millions of kids to school every day. It's the safest form of school transport, but the journey is not always calm. I made good friends in New Orleans. There was a friendly atmosphere at school, maybe because of the mix of nationalities. And it was okay to be the new boy. One of my best memories at the school is the preparation for Mardi Gras. In this photo, I'm with the dance team. They take it very seriously. Mardi Gras is a mega event in New Orleans.
Extract number 2. Read the questions.
On the 24th of May, 1819, a little princess was born at Kensington Palace in London. Her name was Alexandrina Victoria. Her childhood was lonely and she had no friends to play with. Her favorite toys were dolls. She rarely went out because her mother was very protective. She grew up with her mother and her strict German governess, Baroness Laetzen. Victoria adored Baroness Laetzen. She never had a father and did not know what a happy home life was. The young princess loved animals and had three pets: a dog called Dash, a canary, and a parakeet. She had private lessons in many subjects from 9:30 in the morning to 6 in the evening. She loved singing and dancing. When Victoria was 13, the young princess travelled to Wales, the Midlands, Yorkshire and the South Coast. These journeys were not a holiday, but a part of her education. On Victoria's 17th birthday, her German cousin, Prince Albert, came to visit her Victoria liked him immediately. Albert was intelligent, well-educated, and responsible. He was very interested in science, music, and the arts. At 5 in the morning on the 20th of June, 1837, Victoria received the news. King William IV died that night, and she was now the Queen. She was only 18 and knew very little about government or politics. The young Queen now lived at Buckingham Palace, away from the strict control of her mother.
Now, listen again.
On the 24th of May, 1819, a little princess was born at Kensington Palace in London. Her name was Alexandrina Victoria. Her childhood was lonely and she had no friends to play with. Her favorite toys were dolls. She rarely went out because her mother was very protective. She grew up with her mother and her strict German governess, Baroness Laetzen. Victoria adored Baroness Laetzen. She never had a father and did not know what a happy home life was. The young princess loved animals and had three pets: a dog called Dash, a canary, and a parakeet. She had private lessons in many subjects from 9:30 in the morning to 6 in the evening. She loved singing and dancing. When Victoria was 13, the young princess travelled to Wales, the Midlands, Yorkshire, and the South Coast. These journeys were not a holiday, but a part of her education. On Victoria's 17th birthday, her German cousin, Prince Albert, came to visit her. Victoria liked him immediately. Albert was intelligent, well-educated, and responsible. He was very interested in science, music, and the arts. At 5 in the morning, on the 20th of June, 1837, Victoria received the news. King William IV died that night, and she was now the Queen. She was only 18 and knew very little about government or politics. The young Queen now lived at Buckingham Palace, away from the strict control of her mother.
That is the end of part 1.